The Army has its own issues. It has its own administrative networks, its own logistic networks, and its own warfighting piece of the global information grid. They called it Land War Net. So he's concerned with the Army's own internal systems and Land War Net. And we talked a little bit about the cyber command that might be stood up at the DOD if it actually gets stood up. And he said, you know, they'll be associated, but really each group will do its own thing. Each armed service has its own cybersecurity type of chief, and they'll continue to do that. And then the cyber command, I think they're still working out what the relationship to it will be. That might be one of the reasons it's taken so long to actually make this official, because it sounds easy for us to say, well, new command. But, you know, there's a lot of roots and tentacles and plumbing you have to put in to get this thing accepted throughout the immense, complex group that is the DOD.
Okay, so on Federal Security Spotlight, did he talk a bit about some of the challenges that they're facing and how they've been able to overcome those challenges or what they're looking at?
Well, one of the big challenges in the Army is that, of course, people are mobile. They move from group to group. They may be relocated any number of times in their Army career. Every time they move, they get a different phone number, maybe a different email address, and so forth. And they're trying to do what they call GNEC, Global Network Enterprise Construct, in which your information goes with you wherever you go in the Army.
I'm surprised they're not already doing that.
No, they don't. And this is something that is coming down from Lieutenant General Sorensen, who is his boss. And what they're trying to do is simply button up the number of addresses and phone numbers, which may be voice over IP, just to be able to control it better. And that helps cybersecurity, the fewer of these things that pop up.
That would then create a security risk, I would think, a cybersecurity risk, if they have to change their numbers or change their email addresses every time they get relocated.
Anytime you add complexity to a network and complexity to administration, you add the threat of greater cybersecurity problems.
And so they're looking at how to make that happen. I can't believe that they're not already doing that. I mean, you can do that now. Like, if I move, I don't have to change my cell phone number. I don't have to change my email address.
Well, they have land-based numbers, and that those change. And if you go to a different unit of the Army, it may have that as part of the URL. So that's the problem.
Oh, I see. That's the problem. So would they create a universal URL then for that particular branch of the service, or how would they do that? They don't know yet.
I think they're still working it out at this point. And he also said that they have the same cybersecurity problems pretty much everyone else does, and that is phishing.
With a PH.
It is a big problem in the Army. And as we found out in other agencies, including DHS, somehow the hackers, and this is not new, they've been able to get hold of address books within a certain network. And when they do that, they can launch a phishing attack, which looks to the recipients like it's from someone you know, maybe Brigadier General Steve Smith. Hasn't happened to him, but it could happen.
Is the problem that people within the service are getting these phishing emails, or is the problem that the phishing emails look like they're coming from the Army to people like you and me? Who's on the receiving end of these emails?
The people in the Army are getting them, and often they look like they're someone from within the Army.
From like their boss.
Someone you know, or someone they know, right.
All in the name of scamming them out of their money.
You know, it just takes 0.1% of people to respond to these, and they've won, the bad guys.
So what are they doing about it?
I'll tell you what he said, and that is the big issue is education. And there's nothing you can really do to stop a phishing attack once it's launched. The Army gets 10,000 threats and probes a week against its networks, maybe a day. So they repel most of them. So when they do come in, like a phishing attack, they simply try to make sure people are fully educated, have their suspicion meters up high. And part of it is educating the commanders, he said, too, to make sure that some of those of, let's say, the older generation are sensitive to cyber issues and take it seriously. Because when they do, funny kind of thing about the Army, it tends to filter down to the rank and file.
Yeah, interesting that this has come up time and again, that the weakest link is us, the humans. We're the problem. We're the ones who keep messing things up.
Well, that's right. He said, that's one of the things he said, General Smith. He said, boy, this would be easy if it wasn't for all those users we have on the network. It'd be easy to run a hotel if you didn't have those pesky guests messing up the rooms.